The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately, her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talita kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. So many talking points from the readings of today. The woman with the issue of blood, which I will talk about last. And David, so much drama with David. It seems like David all his life was running away from those who wanted to kill him. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, when David became so popular and Saul knew he had been chosen, he attempted to assassinate him with his sword, you know, while he was sitting directly opposite him. David was playing and singing. He wanted to assassinate him and threw a spear at him, and David dodged it. The first assassination. And the family drama continues with his son Absalom. Now, in 2 Samuel chapter 15, all of this happened. The drama where his son wanted to kill him happened in 2 Samuel chapter 15 up until 18, which is the first reading of today. In chapter 15 of 2 Samuel, the son gained approval from the people, almost like a military coup. The people started loving Absalom, and he wanted to take out his own father. His commander, Absalom's commander, advised, "Let me be the one to do this." And while he was still planning, he delayed that encounter, which gave David opportunity to escape from his own commander. Up until chapter 17 of 2 Samuel, at the forest of Ephraim, where the battle was drawn, David wanted his army to deal with his son lightly, not to kill him. But as fate would have it, he was killed in between trees and all of that. And to this first reading shows us how David wept. He wept for his son. You would have thought, this is someone who wanted to kill me. He would go rejoicing and celebrating. But he wept. He wept. Remember, he's a man after God's own heart. This shows or mirrors how God feels for us. No matter how much we have sinned against God, how much we have transgressed, he still has compassion for us. He does not intend the sinner to die, but to live and repent. That is David for you. The story of David is enfleshed into this gospel with a woman with the issue of blood and Jairus who came to him with compassion. Now, we are told that this woman has been suffering for 12 years. Think about it. Now, with sanitary pads in our own time, think about it 2,000 years ago. What did they have? I remember some 40 years ago, 50 years ago, many places, there were no sanitary pads. Think about it 2,000 years ago. Not just that. When you read Leviticus, the book of Leviticus, chapter 15, there is a law that a woman is unclean whenever blood is discharged from her body. And as such, of course, her menstrual cycle, and as such, whatever she touches is unclean, and nobody's allowed to touch her. Mary was purified yesterday at the temple after giving birth because of the law, so to say, in Leviticus chapter 12. So it was a strict understanding among the Israelites. Nobody is to touch a woman who is menstruating, so to say. And now this woman damned her shame, the social boundaries, and said, enough of this. I'm going to touch him, touch his cloak. I'm going to make Jesus unclean. And Jesus knew power had gone out of him. And Jesus looked out for her and said, your faith has saved you. Now, whenever there is a flow of faith from the woman, a flow of hope, when it comes in contact with the flow of power, miracles happen. Same with Jairus. There was a flow of faith. Jesus encouraged him, have faith. So the flow of faith and the flow of power brings about miracles. Jesus touched her to say, my love for you is beyond comprehension. Breaking away from the old tradition of filthiness and the social class and the social boundaries, this is what Jesus did. Liberating the woman, and indeed all women at that point. Today we celebrate St. Blaise. We're going to bless with the candles. Let there be a flow of faith, because there is power coming from Jesus, from the Lord, and then there will be a miracle. Let us believe. Jesus says to the man, just have faith.